The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Don't need one. Forever dumb. I wasn't having any fun. It was nothing like the school on Glee. We never saw.
Life's like the Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore.
We're dumb as always smart, and I don't work anymore. And I never finished school, cause I never went to class. Now I got lots of free time, but I ain't got any plans. So I sit my lazy ass up on the end of this comfy ass couch, playing World of Warcraft while my parents freaking out. And it's just another day that lasts a whole lifetime. I'm just hanging in my room, chilling out to Sublime. I'm smoking lots of weed, cause it helps me forget. Not sure how I got this tattoo on my neck. I should have learned a skill. It's something I regret. But I cut off most my fingers, goofing off in full tech.
Forever dumb. I cannot walk while chewing gum. But I'm really good at video games.
That's awful.
Thank God I still have my thumbs.
Oh my God. And our apologies to both Jay-Z and Alphaville.
Good God.
But I had to laugh at that because not all of that is true. Let's just hold on for a second. I was talking about this with Chip Franklin. Trigger warning. Meet Generation Snowflake, the hysterical young women who can't cope with being offended. Now, this is British, so here we go. British think tank bosses say mollycoddled kids are breaking down in tears when asked to deal with controversial ideas. So it's basically this whole thing. She said British and American universities are dominated by cables of young women who are dead set on banning anything that they find remotely offensive. It makes me sad that these teens and 20-somethings have become so fearful they believe a dissenting opinion can pose such a serious threat. And this hypersensitivity has prompted a lot of universities and people to ask themselves, what is going on? You know, we are now slapped with trigger warnings whilst universities and student unions are declared safe spaces where young people should not encounter anything they disagree with. That means not even a debate. So, you know, people are not debating social issues.
And this is so dumbing down. This is just a terrible.
Well, that's where he was going. You know, but they go on to talk about these classes that we'd have. And this is horrible. I because of what's going on with the Stanford rapist. Okay, so this part of this article I find disturbing. But continuing with this, apparently there was a football player in England in the UK. A case, I don't know if it's similar to the one that just happened at Stanford here. But anyway, so they were having a discussion. The academic said her mostly female audience broke down in tears after she dared suggest, as eminent feminists have before her, she said, that rape wasn't necessarily the worst thing that a woman could experience. She added, I expected a robust discussion, not for them all to dissolve into outraged gasps of, you can't say that, and everybody crying. She took, I said, I took no pleasure in making teenagers cry, but it also brought home the contrast to previous generations of young people who would have relished the chance to argue back with me and
dismantle that argument. Right.
Yes, exactly. Let them have it. Yeah.
Yeah. Prove your point. Know your stance.
Just as what happens on talk radio every day. And they go on to say, and of course, the timing of me even talking about that, I feel horrific about. But it's just this topic. It illustrates the generation's almost belligerent sense of entitlement. So the story says, they assume their emotional suffering takes precedence. Express a view they disagree with, and you immediately have to recant and apologize. Generation Snowflake has created a social minefield for young boys and men who risk being labeled sex pests. Okay, so, again, not good timing for that story, but that's one of the things that's trending today. But Chip and I were talking about this, this lack of being able to argue and express opinions openly at college campuses. And I, you know what I was thinking? I said to him, I said, I think one of the things may be that because of social media, no one talks to each other. So when humans are actually, when they're sitting in, you know,
in
a hall.
It's not like that coffee house debate we used to have in college.
Right. When you're sitting there with a professor in front of you who wants to argue with you and wants you to respond, emote in an educational forum, they're not doing that because they're not used to doing it.
Right.
You know,
they don't even have the skill.
They would like sooner probably text it to you.
Or there's not a meme they can just shoot that.
Right.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm not detracting because I do have some good things that I want to talk about with high school kids and millennials. And I think that sometimes they get the short end of the stick. And I am really big on not being so down on the millennials because I don't want to be just like the old man who might have told you that back in the day when you were listening to Ozzy Osbourne, that's the work of the devil and you're going to be a product of the devil and you're never going anywhere. We all remember that, right? And we're all still doing pretty good, all right? I'm not the devil. Nor do I want anything to do with
it. I don't know. I think those headphones are hiding some horns.
Well, I have a story about that somewhere.
Oh.
Nicolas Cage. We'll have to talk about that. Yes. Horns. That's coming up. Nicolas Cage refuses to film in Haunted House.
Ooh.
That's coming up. Okay. So, now, here's some good news about kids these days. Fewer high school kids are having sex, and they find this very interesting. Now, I think I'm going to relate this back to what I was just talking about. Yeah. The trouble with kids these days are not as common as they used to be, so let's give some positive credit here. U.S. teens are having a lot less sex than they and they are drinking and using less drugs less often. They're not smoking as much. And the CDC put this out. I think that you can call this the cautious generation, they're saying. Among a decline in several risky behaviors, a sharp decline in sexual activity really stood out to the researchers. They found 41% said they had ever had sex, after it had been about 47% in the previous decade. It also marks, and it found, a marked decline in last year's proportion of the students who said they had sex, recently had sex before they were 13, and students who had sex with four or more partners. So, again, from the CDC, they said that this is leading to massive declines in teen pregnancies and abortions. And they attribute this to the use of better birth control, and they also say the drops are surprisingly enough that the government officials say they'd like to see what the next survey shows to make sure it's not just a statistical blip, okay? We're trying to look at the reasons why these numbers have dropped so significantly. And one possibility, one professor said, it may be that the parking lot at Lookout Point has given way to texting from your mom's living room couch.
I was just wondering, is sexting, the new placebo? It's like the alternate sex?
But so they're not actually dosing it. Like,
okay.
You know, because let me tell you something. We were dosing it.
You were dosing it?
I was dosing it. In the news.
Doozing it. Who says that? Karen, did you ever diz it?
We were doozing it. We were doozing it. I wish I was doozing it still. Wish I was doozing it more. All right. They also discussed factors that could be much more common. Because why has this dropped so low? Because teens feel openly to discuss sex and, this is really cool, sexual orientation. It's just not a thing.
No, because they're coming into their own sexuality with this open communication.
Right, right.
So much healthier.
And, you know, it's not the voodoo, oh my God, it's the end of the world, it's cataclysmic, you know, mom and dad are going to find out and I'm going to go jump off a cliff. No. Thank God. I mean, this is really good. So kids have a healthy sexuality built around self-respect and self-esteem.
Yay, good round of applause. Them.
Okay, so smoking, fewer than 11% of teens have smoked. That's way down. I mean, when they started the survey, it was 27%.
Now, how long was the survey going on? Do you know? I think
they do it by decade. Okay. Drinking is also way down. Just under a third had at least one alcoholic drink in 30 days before the survey, down from 35% last year, down from 45% in 2007, and 63%. Oh, my God. Listen to this number. And 74%. So it's, let me see here now. It's at 35% in the last 30 days. In 2007, it was 75%.
Oh, my gosh. This
yes,
is huge.
That is massive.
Wow.
What's through the roof? Vaping. Vaping. There's a lot of vaping going on. That's the bad news. But, hey, good for them. Stay forever young, okay? Not forever dumb. All right, we'll be back. Oh, we'll talk about the hauntings and such.
Hauntings?
And I love Cuba Gooding Jr. He admits that he had a huge ego and he blew it in Hollywood. Oh, this is good stuff. That's on the way along. We're doing the Late Night Late Show wrap-up, so all the fun stuff on the way on KGO 810 on the Drex Radio Show. But first, with a look at traffic, here's Lee Graham.
The next generation of KGO 810. Now, back to the Drex Radio Show. Drex Radio Show.
Endless Campaign Records brings you the Bernie Sanders Collection.
Can't stop addicted to the shindig. Chop top, he says I'm gonna win big.
He may not have the delegates, but he has the hits.
Staying alive, staying alive. Never say never.
Feel the music and feel the burn.
Feel the burn.
Running on empty.
Maybe even the losers.
Yes, even the losers will love this album.
Give me some to believe in.
Like the Ever Ready Rabbit, this CD just keeps going and going and going. You won't be able to stop listening. The Bernie Sanders Never Say Die record collection. Available now until the Democratic convention to 99% of the people.
Whoa-ho-ho. Oh, and then Bernie only got 40% of the vote. I was in there, but it was a sad day.
And that was just in California,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. 60-40. We just expected it to be a lot closer.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. Hillary Clinton, I'll get to that. But first, let me play Donald Trump here. This is fun. Mac Miller's label put out a video with a bunch of Donald Trump clips edited together so that he's singing Mac's song, Donald Trump. Take a listen.
Look at all this money.
All right, whatever that was. That was kind of a mess, wasn't it?
Mm.
I don't know. All right, let's talk about Hillary for a second. So after the New York primary back in April, Hillary gave a victory speech where she talked about income inequality. But the New York Post just pointed out that she did it wearing a $12,500 Armani jacket.
Whoops.
Well, at the moment, it's on sale for $7,500. It's made in Italy out of woven multicolored Napa lambskin, if that matters to you. Either way, the critics have jumped all over her and her supporters came to her defense. It's going to be 5 long months, people, so just stand by. Anyway, but, you know, I've been trying to figure out what those things are that she wears.
They're kind of like dusters.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're like,
little woman, you tell me. I don't know.
This is gender neutral clothing she's wearing.
Do you think so?
I think.
It always looks like that Asian thing.
It's a little Kim Jong-un-y.
You're
only
right.
Only long.
That's funny that you said that. It is a little Kim Jong-un-y.
I mean, if they ever picked another color besides blue.
It's a little Kim Jong-un-y, everybody, everywhere.
That's a bad thing. Let's hope she don't get that hair.
That would be the end, wouldn't it? All right. Let me see. I've got some great jail stories.
Railroad?
Yeah.
What's your jail name again? Railroad track?
Tracks. Yeah, railroad tracks.
That's it. Railroad track.
Bentley.
Yeah.
Right, because of my big scar down my belly.
The Drex Express.
Right. I'll play a jail story here, right? So Martha Stewart was on Chelsea Handler's new show last night, and she will not watch Orange is the New Black because she said it doesn't live up to the real thing. This is great.
Oh. Orange is the New Black, which I do not watch.
Too close to home?
Well, no. It's when you live through something like Orange is the New Black, the real characters are bitter.
What did you watch when you were in prison?
It was BET television at all times. I had to get up really early to watch the news.
Can you imagine Martha Stewart going over and saying, oh, this isn't appropriate. I don't want to watch BET.
Shank. I bet she knows how to make really pretty shanks. It's a good thing. Yes. Shank cozies.
It's so funny. Valerie and I were having dinner tonight in the kitchen. And she goes, where are the knives? This is driving me crazy. I said, they're on the top shelf in a box in the back.
The little plastic knives.
Right. She goes, well, you can still make a hell of a shank out of them.
I'd hide them from the employees, too. Just put them way back there.
Nick Cage. So we all know Nicolas Cage is a little bizarre. So if this isn't... Remember, he was in that fight with Vince Neil in Vegas
bizarre.
A couple months ago, and he was in that bright blue suit?
What character was he in?
I don't know. Anyway, so even if this isn't true, it's easy to believe. Nick halted filming a movie called Southern Fury because he felt evil spirits in the house when they were shooting. and they were threatening him, so he demanded the producers call spirit chasers to cleanse the house.
And this is not Nick Nolte. This is Nick Cage. Okay, just
Nicolas
making
Cage.
Sure.
Right, yes.
Getting a little kooky.
Oh, no, it's not Nick. Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about, Nick Nolte. Right.
He's
like Gary Busey.
Busey, that's right.
A little bit of that.
Yeah.
A source says, quote, they used magical herbs, including sage, cedar, sweet grass. If they smoked it. and mugwort. What the hell is that? Mixed in an ancient Indian pot and burned to release purifying fumes and drove those evil spirits away. And it worked. Source says, quote, Nick sniffed the air, detected no evil spirits, grinned at the grateful producers, and barked, roll 'em.
He had the positive energy.
Nicely done. And by the way, do you know that people do move out of their house because they think their house is haunted?
Yeah. That's one of the reasons I think you have to disclose if you sell your house if anybody died in your home.
I don't. Do you have to do that
here? You do.
Oh, in a lot of states, you don't have to do that.
Oh, like all the haunted states?
Well, look, I mean, in most, I bet you almost in every house in San Francisco, someone's died.
Oh, yeah. You've been around since 1900.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Does it bother you? I wouldn't want to ask. You know, because I live in a house.
I don't think it would bother me unless I had a real bad situation.
It's funny that you mentioned this.
I've never experienced it, so.
Okay, so I live in a house that was built in 1944, right? But I have thought about that. Because I do have weird things happen, but not in that house. So I don't know. But you'd have to think back to 44. Somebody had to die at some point. All right. So hauntings are a thing. 7% of us have thought about moving, or they moved because their house was haunted. 11% left because of bad cell phone reception.
Wow.
I have that going on. That drives. Isn't that crazy? The area wasn't pet friendly. That would be a big thing in this area. Being uncomfortable with the political or social environment of the neighborhood. Yes.
Yeah.
And the number one reason people move out of town or away from where they live is loud neighbors. Fully one third of Americans will move because of loud and obnoxious neighbors. That's the worst.
So if you're in a house that has a loud ghost that's haunting you as a neighbor, like a loud ghost neighbor, no cell reception.
I lived in a condominium that was very haunted.
It's the worst.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, really weird stuff, too. Let me see. I have a grandfather clock, one of the counterweights, which it just completely fell off the thing. And it can't.
It's on a chain.
Yeah, I can't. No, it fell off. I mean, it was the freakiest thing. The guy could come in to repair it. He's like, how'd this happen? What did you do? I said,
No.
And then one time, because no one would believe me, okay, that this was going on. Everybody at the station where I was working would always make fun of me. It's like, Trex, you're so full of it. So I had some people over one night, and we were sitting in the living room watching TV, and you could see, because it was a condo, so the kitchen's right there beside. And I had like a bowl of oranges or something. And all of a sudden, I didn't even see it. They saw it. Sharon and some other people saw it. One of the oranges flew across the room and bounced off the cabinet.
Yeah, you got an entity.
Right. Yeah.
As our 8 o'clock guest would say, that's a bad energy.
I don't know if they actually saw it, but they were like, it went boom, splatter. It's like, nobody's there. I said, well, I told you the place is haunted.
That's a hard way to get fresh squeezed orange juice.
How do you explain that stuff? Fruit goes flying. It's like the grandfather clock. How does the thing fall off? I mean, it's on piano wire.
You have mischievous.
The piano wire did not break either. It had to be physically. You have to physically lift it up and take it off to pull it off. So yeah.
Huh.
Because the piano wire itself was not broken.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well then, you got yourself a frisky little friend on the other side.
It didn't bother me. All right. Did you see any of the CMTs last night? We'll talk about that. And we've got, Prince Harry. Prince Harry's got the hots for Ellie Goulding. Who is she?
She's the singer who does Lights. She's a vocal artist.
Well, they'll make a lovely couple. That's James Hewitt's kid, you know.
What?
Just reminding you to do Letterman.
Oh, I didn't do Letterman. I'm going to play David Letterman for you next. Who's he talking with, Tom Brokaw?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, yeah. David Letterman actually has something to say. He hates late night television. Oh, this is so good. Don't go away. We'll do it next. We'll continue with the late night show wrap up on the Drex Radio Show. But first, with a look at traffic, Lee Graham.
Drex on KGO 810.
We don't have to worry about nothing.
Oh, this is Ellie Goulding.
We got the fire.
She might be doozing it with Prince Harry. Good for her.
Doing the royal naughty.
Well, if I were to pick one, it would be him.
He seems like a fun time. He seems like a partying kind of lad.
Yes, he seems like a wonderful guy to hang out with. I mean, you know, William's a nice guy and everything, but...
Well, he's the one you want to be king. But if you want to have a romp...
If you want to have a romp, you want to have it with Prince Harry, right? Yes. Okay, I would tend to agree with that. We'll see if that happens. But you know, what's so weird about that is that you have to get the acceptance of the queen for everything, which is, isn't that crazy?
It is very anachronistic.
Yes, that's a good word. All right, let's go to Ed Sheeran, who's in a lot of trouble again. Not again, but you know what? I said this earlier about the Lemonade thing. You know, somebody's coming after Beyonce, after Bey for ripping off Lemonade. And somebody's coming after Ed Sheeran for flipping off and ripping off Ed Sheeran's Photograph, which is his new hit. Let's take a listen. So this is Ed Sheeran, Photograph.
So you can keep me inside the pocket of your ripped jeans, holding me close until our eyes meet. You won't ever be alone.
Okay, and then Ed Sheeran is being sued over this song, Photograph. Two songwriters named Matt Martin Harrison and Thomas Leonard say he copied their song Amazing, which was released from the British X Factor. I'm not hearing this.
It's gonna happen.
Karen Do you hear this? I don't know. No.
It's going to have to be something super technical, like sound structure or something. Song structure?
I think this guy going after Lemonade might have something. But I'm not having that. I'm not having that. Case dismissed.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's go to Florida, because you know that's nothing but trouble.
I love that state.
A guy in Florida called 911 on Monday night with an emergency. He ran out of vodka. And his girlfriend wouldn't go buy him more.
That is an emergency.
It is an emergency, and we're going to discuss this after we play the damn thing. So two cops came out to his place, and they helped him not get vodka, get arrested. My God. Here's the story.
Cloud County 911, what is the address of your emergency?
Sorry. It's not what I call a true emergency, but it's the same BS. It's
certainly a waste of the officer's time and the emergency response team's time. I would say it's a waste of money for us as the taxpayers.
Do you know why they're yelling?
It seems to be what they do best.
I don't like to hear that servicemen and women have to spend their time sorting out something that's clearly could have been taken care of between the individuals themselves. They could have been needed elsewhere at the time, and other people might have suffered as a result.
Can I tell you some basic rules about being an alcoholic? Let's be very clear on this. Before one gets to drinking, you make sure that you got enough drinking on hand.
That's before, a pro.
Before you get to drinking. Before you go into drinking, you make sure you got enough drink to drink. You don't call the girlfriend and say, I need another bottle of vodka. She ain't bringing it. She's not getting it. Been there, didn't get it. Okay? Before you get to drinking, you make sure you got enough drink.
Be prepared. And screw tops.
That's right. Yes.
Screw tops, yes.
Everybody knows this is a basic rule of drinking.
Or live staggering distance from the pub.
Oh, my God, people. Good. You deserve to be arrested. Not for that, just for being a dumbass alcoholic.
Oh, I thought you meant living in Florida.
Well, that too, but that's where we want to keep those people. Okay, this is so much fun. An employee at Target posted a video of himself making PA announcements in a bunch of different voices. Now, I'm going to tell you something. He's really good. So he would make the closing, you know, the Target's closing in 10 minutes announcement every night, and he put them all together. So it sounds like he's doing Bane from The Dark Knight Rises, then a stereotypical gay man, Mickey Mouse, an Indian or Pakistani guy, then Irish, then Russian, then American Southern accents, and he finishes with what he calls a stereotypical black guy. So here we go. Take a listen. This guy's talented.
Good evening, Target guests. Our store will be closing in 15 minutes. Please make your final selections and bring them to the register.
Good evening, Target guests. Our store will be closing in 5 minutes. Please make your final selections and bring them to the registers located at the front of the store.
Well, hello there, Target guests. Our store will be closing in 10 minutes. Please make your final selections and bring them to the registers located at the front.
Good evening, Target guests. Our store will be closing in 15 minutes. Please make your final selections and bring them to the registers located at the front of the store.
Good evening, Target guests. Our store is now closed. Please make your final selections and bring them to the registers located at the front of the store. We'd like to remind you...
Good evening, Target guests. Our store will be closing in 15 minutes. Please make your final selections and bring them to the registers located at the front...
Good evening, Target guests. Our store will be closing in 10 minutes. Please make your final pickings and bring them up to the registers located at the front of the store.
Selections and bring them to the registers located at the front of the store. We'd like to remind you that our shopping hours are Sunday through Friday, 8 to 11 p.m.
He's really good.
Get your final pickings before you're going to drinking.
Get that bottle of vodka.
Oh, my God. I have to tell you, this is a great story, a brief story here about the going to drinking. So I have a buddy who lives in Arkansas. Okay, so his girlfriend slash partner, almost, you know how this, pretty much what I do, just without the ring, we don't do the ring. Okay, so I call down there, I've never spoken with her, so she has this deep Southern accent, and I call down and I said, is Big Dog there? She says, well, I don't know, Drex, I think he's outside down by the creek, I think he's going to drinking.
Gone to drinking.
He's gone to drinking. Do you want me to tell him that you call him? Because I know he's down there by the creek. I know he's gone to drinking.
Oh, and by the creek.
Every time he calls me, he says, are you going to drinking? I said, no, but I know you are. You're going to drinking. That is just, yeah, down there by the creek, he's going to drinking.
Yeah. Priorities.
Yeah, all right. Okay, that's awesome. Okay. Oh, we didn't play Dave.
Oh.
That's bad. I got to do it in a minute. We'll be right back, I promise. Dave Letterman on the way, talking about, does he miss the late show? Yes. First, Lee Graham with a look at traffic.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show. Drex Radio Show. On KGO 810.
Snoop, that's what you need to do, man. When you throw out the first pitch at a baseball game and you blow it, like he did yesterday in San Diego, Braves versus Padres, you just you gotta dust it off and forget it. Well, try. Actually, you never do forget it. I bowled one in at a Cubs game. It's just ridiculous. You know, and it's because I was sober.
Oh, that's why.
Yes. I'll tell you the story in a second. So here's Snoop.
Snoop Dogg, who threw out the ceremonial first pitch, and this is our Cricket Wireless something to smile about. Camera operator in harm's way over there.
He took out the camera guy. Oh. I guess he beamed the camera guy. Oh, my God. All right. So here's the deal with this. First of all, you have no idea how far that it is when you're standing on that pitcher's mound. That's why sometimes people walk in, but then you're a big pussy if you do that. So to stand on, it's a long way in. So anyway, so I set up this exact same replica in my house, and I practice and I practice and practice. But I always have like 5 or 6 beers in me. And the more beer I had, not drunk, but 5 or 6.
How long was your house?
I was in a big yard.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I was in Illinois. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So actually, Midwest. Where they have land.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, they do have land there. It's not like this place.
Okay. That makes
right.
more sense.
Yes. So I set it up, and it was regulation MLB. But I would have 5 or 6 beers in me, and I'd get good. I was all right. So when I went to the friendly confines of Wrigley Field, you know, they said, Drex, you better have some Heinekens. I said, no, it's the friendly confines. I can't drink.
The friendly confines?
Yes, or that's Wrigley Field, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And so I didn't drink. And boy, I just bounced it right in. I threw like a girl, and it bounced. And, you know, nothing like having 40,000 people boo you.
And then heavily.
It was so bad, and I was supposed to meet and greet the listeners that I didn't. I bailed. It was 100 degrees that day. I walked right out. Yeah, I know. I'm going to play Letterman. Okay.
That must have been fun.
If you drink or if you, you know what his problem was? And he said this. He wasn't high.
Yep.
He wasn't high.
He wasn't in his happy place.
Right. Yes. It's, so whatever your thing is while you're practicing, make sure you do that same thing when you go out there and try it. So if it's 5 Heinekens or whatever you're drinking, do it. All right. David Letterman, first interview with Tom Brokaw, I think. I'm not sure who he is, but he talks about late night, and this is his first post-late show interview. Go ahead.
Do you miss every night?
What is Tom?
No. I don't. And it's interesting. I thought for sure I would. And then the first day of Stephen's show, when he went on the air, an energy left me, and I felt like, you know, that's not my problem anymore. And I've kind of felt that way ever since. I devoted so much time to the damage of other aspects of my life, concentrated, fixated, focusing on that. It's good now to not have that. I couldn't care less about late night television. I'm happy for the guys, men and women, there should be more women. And I don't know why they didn't give my show to a woman. That would have been fine. You know, I'm happy for their success, and they're doing things I couldn't do, so that's great.
Did they ask you about who should replace you?
No. Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, they didn't ask me about anything. They were just, happy I was going.
There you have it. Dave. Miss Dave. But I mean, you know what I get out of that? I think it's really cool that he's at peace with himself because, you know, when you're passionate about your job, whatever that is, at some point, And he was about his for sure. He was a perfectionist. That's what drove everybody around him crazy, by the way. You know, there's all these backstage stories about it. He would just drive people bananas because he was a perfectionist. And the constant pursuit of perfection is the enemy of excellence. And it's that sort of thing. And I think that him saying that, if you are so involved in your life and your work life, think about what Dave just said, because I think it can resonate with you to a peaceful place. If you know what I'm saying.
And I think sounds like he's at peace.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's a good thing. I like that. All right. 47-year-old Albert Katanoff in Arizona got stung by over 1,000 bees. Luckily, he had his pacemaker. what the hell? Luckily, he had his pacemaker put in last year after he suffered a heart attack. And there's only one reason he lived.
I'm not breathing. I can't breathe.
When I got to the hospital, they told me apparently his pacemaker kind of saved him because he was getting his body went to shock.
I'm itching all day, all night. I can't sleep.
Yeah. Well, he's alive because that pacemaker shocked his heart back 7 times and saved his life.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. It activated 7 times.
Good batteries.
Amen to that for the Energizer Bunny. Good for them. All right. Have a great night. We'll make more. Tomorrow we'll have a podcast, and the Warriors will be on KGO winning. The John Batchelor Show is next on KGO A10.
Let's dance in style. Let's dance for a while. Heaven can wait. We're only watching the skies. Hoping for the best, but expecting the worst. Are you going to drop the bomb or not? Let us die young or let us live forever. We don't have the power, but we never say never. Sitting in a sandpit, life is a short trip. The music's for the sad man. Forever young, I wanna be forever young. Do you really want to live forever? Forever and ever.
Be the worst of your tomorrows. But we ain't even thinking that far. You know what I mean? So we living life like a video. Where the sun is always out and you never get old. And the champagne's always cold and the music's always good. And the pretty girls just happen to stop by in the hood. And they hop their pretty ass up on the hood of that pretty ass car without a wrinkle in today. Cause there's no tomorrow, just a picture perfect day that lasts a whole lifetime. And it never ends, cause all we have to do is hit rewind. So let's just stay in the moment, smoke some, drink some wine, reminisce, talk some forever young is in your mind. Leave them off, they can't erase neither space nor time. So when the director yells cut, I'll be fine. I'm forever young.
Forever young, I wanna be forever young. Do you really want to live forever? Forever and ever.
Why? Fear not much while we're alive. Life is for living, not living uptight. See you somewhere up in the sky. Fear not die, I'll be alive for a million years. Bye-byes are not for legends, I'm forever young. My name shall survive. Through the darkest blocks, over kitchen stoves, over pirate's pots. My name shall be passed down to generations while debating up in barbershops. Young, slung, hung here, shoulder to from here. With a little ambition, just what we can become here. And as the father passed the story down to his son's ears, younger kid, younger every year, yeah. So if you love me, baby, this is how you let me know. Don't ever let me go, that's how you let me know, baby.
Forever young, I wanna be forever young. Do you really want to live forever, forever and ever?
Run.
From the city that that changes the world. This is KGO San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose. The next generation of KGO 810, a Cumulus station.
Upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose Masterforce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from Masterforce today. Check out all our Masterforce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.